You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 21st of January, the beginning of the new trading week. Let's find out all that we left behind on Dalal Street over the course of the last week right here as we take this morning walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a comeback from the bulls on Friday. Indian markets bounced back from lows and managed to end the day in the green. On a weekly basis, both Sensex and Nifty rose more than 1% each. The good part is that Nifty managed to hold on to its crucial resistance level of 10,900 for the second consecutive day in a row. Investors in the Indian market could make a note of movements in Brent crude prices. The commodity has crossed $61 a barrel, but is still off its high points from the past year. The rupee on Friday weakened by 16 paise to close at 71.19 against the American dollar amid a rise in demand for the greenback from exporters and unabated increase in global crude oil prices. This is the second successive week of loss for the Indian currency. On the institutional front, FPIs remained net sellers in Indian markets by 124 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net sellers, but the difference was only marginal. FPIs have pulled out nearly 2,000 crore rupees from the Indian market so far in January from equity funds and about 2,400 crore rupees from debt funds, SEBI data went on to show. This coming week is expected to be full of action with major names in India Inc. reporting their quarter 3 FY19 earnings. A few of them include Kotak Bank, Maruti, L&T, Yes Bank, Asian Paints, Indigo, TVS Motor, ITC, Ultratech Cement and United Spirits. Trading woes will be dictated by the upcoming interim budget, with investors preparing to reshuffle their portfolio according to their expectations. What's the big news I bring to you today? Well, it's going to be from the earnings front. As many as 26 companies will declare their results for the quarter ended December today on Monday. And that includes names like Amtek Auto, HDFC AMC, Hindustan Zinc, Just Dial, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Union Bank of India, etc. There are some street estimates already. Kotak Mahindra PAT is likely to rise by 18% year-on-year to 1,251 crore rupees. Union Bank NII is likely to grow by 6% year-on-year, driven by 4% rise in loan growth. And Just Dial PAT is likely to rise by 57% year-on-year to 45 crore rupees. These estimates are all from Motilal Oswal and Kotak Institutional Equities. Very quickly then, what is the technical view trying to tell us? Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the weekly charts. Consistent buying at lower levels suggests that the bulls are here to stay, and investors who went long can continue with their positions as long as Nifty holds 10,800, suggest experts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,852, 10,928 and 11,000. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 followed by 10,900. Maximum put OI placed at 10,700 followed by 10,500. Some stocks that have been in the news. HDFC Bank posted a 20.3% year-on-year growth in quarter 3 net profit at 5,585.85 crore rupees on strong growth in its net interest income. Net interest income rose by 21.9% on a year-on-year basis. IT firm Wipro on last Friday reported 31.83% year-on-year rise in profit at 2,544.5 crore rupees for the quarter ended December 31st. The board also recommended issuing bonus equity shares in the proportion of 1:3, which is one bonus equity share of 2 rupees each for every 3 fully paid up equity shares held. In other stocks, L&T, SEBI has asked the company to not proceed with a buyback offer due to the likely adverse debt equity ratio. So L&T, Wipro and HDFC Bank, some stocks that made the news over the course of the weekend. As usual, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to finance.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Let's run through that list of names very quickly. Indraprastha Gas Limited has a buy call, target of 295 rupees, stop loss at 265 rupees, upside of 5%. Sun TV Network has a sell call, target of 504 rupees, stop loss of 560 rupees, downside of 4%. And ICICI Securities has a sell call as well, target of 221 rupees, stop loss 240 rupees, downside of 3%. So Indraprastha Gas with a buy call, and Sun TV Network and ICICI Securities with sell calls from finance.com. Well, that's pretty much all you need to know before going into trade today on this first day of the trading week, all in under 5 minutes. Of course, we'll keep you company throughout the course of the day and let you know all the happenings from Dalal Street. And if you're not able to catch those updates, you can always join us later in the evening when I will take you on an evening walk down Dalal Street to give you a recap of the events of the day. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.